CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. Sunspot update. Bob, I read the other day randomly that there's a very large sunspot. You know, they wrote it up so it was threatening. What is the comparison of the sunspots to the projected maximum coming up in a few years?
Well, John, your listeners come to you and me to get the real dope, because most of the press will always likes to fearmonger. But the sunspots and the flares that are going to happen, that have been happening on the sun, are not going to destroy the Earth by any means under any condition. But the sun has been more active than predicted. Whether it's going to have a really strong maximum in 2025, we don't know right now. The prediction was it would be a weak maximum. Since it began to ramp up towards the maximum, it's been going up much faster than predicted and much sooner. However, in the last 4 months, that ramp up has kind of paused. It's kind of stabilized. It's stalled. It's not going straight up anymore. What does that mean? I haven't the faintest idea. Anyone who says they do is lying, because we really don't understand the processes behind the solar cycle. The sun does what it wants to do. So we are seemingly heading towards an active sunspot maximum. That usually, active maximums usually are associated with warmer temperatures on Earth. The connection isn't quite understood, but it seems to be a stronger connection to warmer temperatures on Earth than driving your SUV or using fossil fuels. The sun actually seems to be more influential in this respect than human activity. We'll see how it plays out. We can only wait. That's the way it is, John.
Fabric debris on Ingenuity. Now, Bob, Ingenuity is the flying toaster on Mars. You've written this in a way that I should become alarmed or calm down. How to regard this?
Be amused. Well, they've been spotting bits of debris that had broken off or been dropped during the landing. The parachute, the heat shield, the crane that was used to lower Perseverance to the ground. Well, they've been taking pictures of this stuff, and they found that little pieces of fabric have been blown around in Jezero crater and periodically show up at the foot of Perseverance. They had an interesting experience. On the 33rd flight of Ingenuity the last weekend, the pictures came down and showed hanging from one of Ingenuity's legs was a piece of fluttering material, like fabric. It fluttered there for a while during the flight and then disappeared, as if it was blown off or thrown off by the motion. It's likely a piece of the parachute that was dropped during the landing, but that's, of course, not guaranteed. We don't really know. It's not alien life. It's clearly something that was dropped. It's not something that comes from either Perseverance or Ingenuity, because both are working perfectly. So this is almost certainly debris from the landing, the junk that was dropped. It's cool.
We go from the surface of Mars to what we can see in the flyby of the moon of Jupiter Europa. Bob has an image of it in true color. What do you see? What is of significance to you here, Bob?
Well, it's nice to get a picture of Europa after two decades, because there has been no good images of the moons of Jupiter since the Galileo orbiter was abandoned in the late 90s. And so they did a flyby with Juno of Europa, and its camera is not designed to take lots of great pictures. It's designed, the mission is other purposes, but it does take pictures, and then citizen scientists can process them. This is true color processing by Bjorn Johnson. And what's interesting about this is it shows the reddish color that we see on the surface of Europa. That's seepage from below, and they don't really know what the makeup chemistry of this red seepage, but it definitely seems to seep out at ridgelines, and they don't really know why. The mysteries of Europa, John.
DART, a mission to Dimorphos, and we're getting more results from the deliberate crash into an asteroid. Actually, it's not just an asteroid. It's a binary asteroid, which would be especially troubling if it was headed to Paris, for example. What have we learned in addition, Bob, to the fact that we hit it?
it's going to take a long time to really analyze the data here, but a telescope in Chile, astronomers used it to photograph the asteroid 2 days after the impact, and they found that dust from Dimorphos was blown away from the impact, the asteroid, by the solar wind, and ended up producing a 6,000-mile-long tail, kind of similar to a comet. Comet tail. You know, comets release dust and particles, and it's light, and the solar wind actually blows it away from the comet, and therefore that's where you get the tail, trailing away from the sun. Well, this is trailing away from the sun from an asteroid that we impacted. We still don't know exactly what is left of Dimorphos because of the impact cloud. And that's going to take a while to find out. For all we know, the impact destroyed it. It was a rubble pile. It's now a cloud of rocks.
Bob.
It's also possible it isn't, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,